Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The way's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room.
Move.
Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What the status is? We're going backstage and you ain't getting taxed. Admission, better switch gears.
This here,
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take a rise off the prize. New exclusive and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Samantha, you about to get it on the poppin'. Have fun like we always do about this time, 7 o'clock hour. I'll go over some real quick stuff that we got going on with the site hiphopourway.com. If you're listening to this, make sure you log on hiphopourway.com. You can actually listen and click on the Hip Hop Our Radio, Our Way Radio link, and you can listen to the show live on the website. But just gonna, like I said, I usually like to just comment on things I've been sent via email or what have you, instant message and all that. First thing, a lot of people were commenting on the new design. As you can see, we were just trying to add a little flavor. You know, they're really loving the design. They're loving what's going on with the website. Like I said, man, your boy's focused. I've been plotting and planning for a long time. Now it's time to really, you know, take things to that next level. I think we positioned ourselves in a way to do it. Like I said, we rank within the top 200,000 websites right now. So I'm really feeling good about that. It's definitely good luck trying to push that 100,000 in the next 2 months. I know, you know, via the people listening, via the people that, you know, download the show later and all that, we're definitely going to be able to achieve that. So that would be a real big step. But back to the new design, people are really digging it. People are really loving it. I have a lot of good responses from it. So that's something I'm definitely excited about. But we're not done. We're definitely not done. We definitely have a lot of things we're working on, especially the profile pages. It's kind of taking a little longer than expected. But we want to make sure we get it right. So in order to do that, we're just going to take our time and really focus and get it done right. So when it does drop, it's gonna blow your socks off, baby, because I told you, your boy is really, like, I'm really focused right now. We just wanted to, you know, we just want to present you guys with the best product possible. I mean, it's real simple like that. Also, next week, we're going to do our first artist spotlight. Have an artist from the DMV area. That you know, he definitely got a lot of buzz going on around here, so I'm definitely gonna spotlight him next week. Well, we got now Wednesday, so I think that's gonna be kind of dope. So be on the lookout for that. Check the website because we'll definitely be promoting that on the website as well, for you guys to find out what's going on. Find out, you know, if you guys have any questions for the artist. You know, you can log into the website and post your questions on there. Also, and we're still on the search for our model spotlight. Received a lot of requests, received a lot of inquiries and all that, but really, just to be honest, I haven't seen anything that struck me as something different. We don't want to just be like every other site. I keep trying to explain this. We want quality. And that's no disrespect to anybody who submitted any work, but we really focused on the quality of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what we want to have go down here. So please, we're still looking for models. Make sure you hit us up, models at hiphopourway.com, or you can hit us at info@hiphopourway.com, either way. So please hit us up. Also, for those of you who don't know, my artist name is K-Dash. I think a lot of you know that by now. I've been plugging him every week. We received such a great response off the Blue Magic record. You know, people requesting to hear it again, and where can they download it? Once again, you can download the record at aceorecords.com. That's aceorecords.com. aceorecords.com. You actually download the whole mixtape. Got such a good response. What I'm going to do, I'm going to actually play the Blue Magic joint for you now, but we also got a joint from that same mixtape. It's actually an older mixtape. We actually have like about 2-3 more in the works within the next few months. But I'm going to go into the Blue Magic joint because, like I said, people are really digging it. But we, and later on in the show, I'm going to play another track off that mixtape. And we're going to keep it popping, man. She made it. I told you, your boy is focused. Remember, I'm not a CEO. I'm a mogul, baby. Get it right.
ACO is in the building. The genius. Gene Hassel. What up, baby? Shit is crazy. A couple verses, I did another version. Open your eyes, I'm just a surgeon in disguise. Grey's Anatomy, Mick dreamy with the rhymes. They calling me the Dr. J. Irving in the prime. And just like a scale of the 360 fake, it's just a matter of time. But we relive the 80s, like it or not. We know right from the start what goes around. It's gonna come back hard, so either lead to the clock from G.E.T. We about as different as pennies, our parents did it already. We still play those same folks from the 70s, but give most respect to these overnight celebrity with temp jobs, no longevity, just the trend, no intentions of a legacy. But I'm spitting on this Jay-Z track, trying to blow up overnight, how crazy is that? The difference is the bars are a chord, could be released when I'm 30 and be as hard as before. Sure. I can make the industry work, I'd rather chill for a second, make it reverse. Yeah. I'm spitting it, what you afraid to say, I've written it, and I'm spitting it, straight spitting it, quit it, boy.
Don't you waste your time fighting the lie, take your cause and your understanding.
85 with the birth, yo, I told you, listen close, notice Daddy Kane in my vocals, transparent was the ceiling that I broke through, standing on the damn roof, looking down on those who thought the boy K wouldn't pop shit, and I didn't put the cork on his top, did. I used to kick rocks on the block, kid, and I don't watch kicks rocks when the clock ticks. Louis V cases, jewelry, shape shifts, double side bevel gated timepiece, of facelift, glazes, got Versace on the frames. No prescription, no tint, that's a damn shame. Blame hope for spitting the verse he did, or blame me for making the first remix. We're geniuses, it's no secret, so get your shit together by NOV6. I'm spitting it, what you afraid to say, I've written it, and I'm spitting it, straight spitting it, quit it, boy. Money over broad, you got it, fuck Bush. Chef, guess what I cooked? Baked a lot of bread and kept it off the books. Rockstar. Look, waving for the bars, my picture was getting took. Fans, they like whack rappers. Try as they may, they couldn't get me on the hook. Don't like it, niggas sue me. I just read between the lines of my loose leaf. See, this the preview, not the movie. American gangster with a new G. Cold, I'm a flow, keep my head in the clouds, stay grounded on my 2 feet. This is who I choose to be. But that chapter is through. The mixtape finished and I'm back in the booth. I'm spitting it. What you afraid to say? I've written it. And I'm spitting it. Straight spitting it.
All right. Once again, that was a joint from my man K-Dash. Got the little Jay-Z on it. Beat on my man Hostile. How it goes down, ACL Records. Enough plugging up. Let's see. Like I said, make sure y'all know y'all can download all that. The whole mixtape, ACLRecords.com. So make sure y'all check that out. What else is going on? Oh, this is something I definitely wanted to mention. because I felt it was very important. It's something I've been playing with for a while, and I'm really, really going in on it. I'm actually preparing to finish my first book. So, you know, that's kind of dope. Like I said, I've been doing business and everything for roughly 10 years. You know, over 10 years now. And learned a lot, gained a lot, been fortunate enough to be around the right set of people. And, you know, they were kind of pushing me to do it. So the book is coming, baby. We're looking at a September release. I'm excited. You know, a lot of hard work going into it. It's called, I know you're interested. You gotta be. It's called A Mogul's Guide to Success. 5 major steps to guarantee success. And make sure you're the major capitalized, baby. Yeah, now I get down to me and major. So, A Mogul's Guide to Success. 5 major steps to guarantee success. I think it's going to be real dope. I've got a lot of interesting things in there. A lot of influential people. And just a lot of things that have helped me along the way to achieve, you know, the level of success I achieved thus far. I mean, I still got a long way to go. You know, I think it's an endless process. But, you know, things are looking real good right now. So make sure. And it's the first in the series, actually. We're actually doing a total of just as of right now, it's going to be 6 total books. This is just the first one in the series. So, you know, your boy got big things going on, man. So make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. Give y'all the website info and all that in a little bit. Let's see what else. I think that's pretty much it for this, you know, the basic issues and basic things I want to discuss. I wanted to get into now. I wanted to discuss, like I said, we're going to get a little political on this one. Like I said, I know the last few have been pretty serious, and this one's going to be a little bit of both. But just at the state we're in this country, just at the state we're in as a hip hop community, not just the black community, but the hip hop community in general, you know, us being on attack and getting blamed for everything. And, you know, I just feel sometimes you gotta, you know, I want to be able to do my part well, you know, in discussing these issues with you guys, because, like I said, I feel it's very, 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 very important. One issue that came up this week was about Jesse Jackson, right? One of our so-called leaders. If that's what you want to call it. Or as Nas would say, Messy Jesse. You know, he made a comment about the boy Barack. And to be honest with you, I don't understand these dudes. Like, these, once again, call them so-called leaders, because they're trash to me. And you know what? I used to wouldn't have said, made that comment, because I do appreciate what they have done for us in the past, but it's like that time is gone. Like, you can never get that back. The past is the past, and you have to move on. And I think what it is, there's a generation coming up right now that we don't really know what y'all did, because to us, you look like ambulance chasers. And if you look at our community, it's in the worst place than it's been in a long time. I will say there's a lot more opportunity, but it's still real fucked up right now. And especially with leadership. And for this person who's a so-called leader to make such a comment about Barack, to me, it's crazy. Like, I mean, when you say something, you want to cut his nuts off, you know, accusing him of talking down to blacks because he said we need to be more responsible. I mean, it amazes me. It amazes me, one, that you would say such a thing, and two, you would say it on all places, Fox News. Like, how stupid are you? know what I'm saying? I mean, is that a point where your own son is looking at you like, I can't believe that this is my dad? Like, you serious? Like, this dude cannot be serious. Really, man, I don't understand it, and maybe it's something I never understand. But I think it's a new age. I think it's a new time. I think we as hip-hop community, we as young people, we need to just let these people go. Like, they just need to just fall back. Like, we got this. Like, it's over. Like, we don't care about you no more. I mean, and once again, like I keep saying, it's not a disrespectful thing. Look, when you feel disrespected, it's hard to respect someone who keeps disrespecting you. And that's what it is. Like, they consistently keep on disrespecting us. You know, as a community, like, we're stupid or something. I'm not getting it. We actually have, if you go to our website, iwasn'tgayhiphopaway.com, you will actually see an open letter that a young lady wrote, which is, name is Najee Ali. Really dope letter directly to Jesse Jackson. And I think it just has some valid points. You know, it talks about obviously the comments he made. You know, if you guys don't remember, 2007, he said Jesse Jackson even said Obama needs to stop acting white. You know, just stupid stuff, because this man is educated. You know, now he's acting white. I mean, it's just so stupid. It's really, really, you know, and my take on it is simple as this. I think it's a jealousy thing. And anybody who knows jealousy is such a weak emotion. You know what I mean? But this dude is, he's extremely jealous of, you know, Barack Ford getting to the level that he's on at the present moment. He's jealous because Barack has gone further than him at this moment. And, you know, it's disappointing that, you know, that he can't really truly support. You know, when you feel someone supporting because they feel they have to, not because they want to, I mean, it's obvious. And I think that's what he's doing right now. And it's a sad situation. Like, I mean, I almost feel like he should be ashamed of himself. Like, he's too old for that. Like, your time, it came and went. And granted, Barack might not be in the position he's in if you didn't run when you ran and all those type of things. But, you know, that's the same way, you know, for those of you who follow basketball, look at, you know, Bill Russell and Kevin Garnett. You know, Kevin Garnett might not be in the position he was in if Bill Russell didn't do what he did. But in converse to that, Bill Russell knew enough to say, this kid has got what it takes, and I'm going to help him as much as I can. And we see the results as last season, what happened. You know, so it's just disappointing to me, really disappointing to me that this is something we got to deal with between him and, you know, Al Sharpton and all that. You know, it just seems like, you know, he didn't really co-sign him, but he did take up for him, which to me is just as bad. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't want to get into this too long, but, you know, it really, just in all honesty, it really just pissed me off. And I hope, like on some real, I hope it pissed a lot of people off. You know, young people, so come, you know, November, we set the record straight that we got more power than y'all give us credit for. Like, that's what I really want. I want to show, you know, as a hip-hop community, what kind of power we really have, because I don't think they quite understand it yet, because we don't show it, because, you know, previous elections, we didn't show it. But until now, to be honest, I don't feel we had a candidate that we could fully get behind. I mean, I do think Bill Clinton was close, but it was still, it didn't feel like it was one of us. And then I think this time I feel, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely feel more of a connection. I feel this is someone I can relate to. And I think he's going to do the right thing for our community. So that's, I mean, that's just my spill on the whole Jesse Jackson thing. I think the dude's whack. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's, once again, my personal opinion, my personal views, and all that. Also, make sure y'all log on to the website, hiphopaway.com, and check out the open letter. I don't want to go through the whole thing, because, you know, I think, you know, young lady did a wonderful job of putting it into words about Jesse Jackson. And she said something real crazy to me that I didn't know, and maybe this is me, you know, lack of research and all that, but she talked about how, you know, for those of you who don't know, Jesse Jackson was there when Dr. King got shot, and he actually smeared the blood of Dr. King on his shirt, and went on TV later, or the next day, with the bloody shirt on. You know, I mean, just stupid stuff like that, that makes you kind of realize, like, yo, what is up with this guy? You know, some people want that power, man. They want that. I mean, it's tough being in that position, that power position, because everybody's gunning for your throat, straight up. Also, just keeping on the whole political thing really quick, I want to discuss the New Yorker cover. For those of you who didn't see it, they basically have Barack wearing basically Muslim garments. They're burning the American flag. They have Michelle Obama in army fatigues with a gun. I mean, just ridiculous shit, man. And, you know, they say it's satire, and they say, you know, people understand. But the thing about it is, some people believe whatever they see on TV, right? So you have to be extremely careful of, you have to be extremely careful of when you put these type of images in the public eye. The deal is this, it's going to be a lot of this going on over the next few months. And I just hope that we're prepared for it, to deal with it, deal with everything that's going to come with it, because it's going to be crazy. Like, it's really, I just, like I said, man, I just really hope we're ready for this, because it's, man, it's, we just got to do what we have to do as a community. I know I'm volunteering. I hope everyone out there who, I mean, even if you're not a Barack fan, even if you're just a Democrat, you might have been a Hillary Clinton fan, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like this. You can choose to say, I'm not going to vote for, you know, Obama because he beat Hillary. Or you can wise up and say, but damn, look at what my options are. Vote for a person who has similar values, similar views as Hillary Clinton, a vocal person with almost the opposite view of Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not about that. It's about choosing what's right at this point. And I really hope that's what we can do, because, I mean, just looking at the New Yorker cover, it's going to be a long, you know, 4 or 5 months. Like I said, it's just going to be difficult, like, straight up. But I know I got real deep real quick. But I want to get back into a couple songs really briefly. I just got a few emails, actually. Some people can't, I guess they can't access the chat, but they emailed me, and they're asking me to play that joint again, the Blue Maggie joint. But before I do that, I'll give y'all a little back-to-back joint real quick. We're going to play another one we did. It's the Success joint. And you know, real dope joint. You really went in on this one. It's got Jay on there. It's got Nas on there. So we're gonna play a Success joint. Then I'm gonna play the Blue Maddie joint. Then we're gonna keep it on the poppin', and we're gonna keep it moving. Jimmy and C-Means, I like your boy.
Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a fuck. Now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. Cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not in my nuts big. You know what the fuss is, my career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable, I'm not to be fucked with shit. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a Porsche's like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I off your on switch. You're not too bright, good night, long kiss, bye-bye, my reply, blah, blah, blast burner, the past burner, the ta-ta, finish my breakfast, why, I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry, now where was I, let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed poor. I'm pissed off. And this was success all about. A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All the safe spade I drank just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could've saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's towels? No boo, hold up, let me move my bowels. I'll shit on y'all niggas. OG, tell these boys.
I ain't got shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, I only slept in once. Niggas said hover was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. You ain't got nothing for me. Okay, I'ma let it breathe real quick. You feel that? Chill. I used to give a damn, and honestly I still do. Kept the same logic, kill the game for it kills you, I will prove. I could be successful as the best, only then will I express how stressful that it gets. It's easy to say it sucks when you're nestled in its breast. When I'm worth half a bill, I could wrestle with the rest. And I ain't taking shots, respectful as it gets. But you can sneeze on a track and they'll bless you with a check. I got a few things that to get up off my chest. Next, calm down, hold up, let me catch my breath. But I ain't that bitch, hostile, tell him.
I ain't got shit on that kid.
I got verses I ain't seen in years. A rhyme book worth more than Regis' career. Those of y'all who thought I was playing should know better. And even if I was, this is chess, not checkers. I can take the
Nas.
Pressure.
Let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring, my villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living? Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive's great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on Lorraine just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. They gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth Nas, I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies, like that's what's in. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, bout to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV pub, Matola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe.
Let this bitch breathe.
In the building, the genius, Gene Hassel, what up baby, shit is crazy,
Gene. Spit a couple verses, I did another version, open your eyes, I'm just a surgeon in the skies, Grey's Anatomy, Mick Dreamy with the rhymes, they calling me the Doc J. Irving in his prime, and just like the state of the 360 fake, it's just a matter of time, but we relive the 80s, like it or not, we know right from the start what goes around, it's gonna come back hard, so either lead through the clock, from G.E.T., we about as different as pennies, our parents did it already, we still play those same folks, from the 70s, but give most respect to these overnight celebrities, with temp jobs, no longevity, just a trend, no intentions of a legacy, but I'm spitting on this Jay-Z track, trying to blow up overnight, how crazy is that? The difference is the bars are a chord, could be released when I'm 30 and be as hard as before, so, trying to make the industry work. I'd rather chill for a second, make hit a verse. I'm spitting it, I'm spitting it. What you afraid to say, I've written it. And I'm spitting it, straight spitting it. You listen close, notice Daddy Kane in my vocals. Transparent with the ceiling that I broke through. Standing on the damn roof, looking down on those who thought the boy K wouldn't pop shit. And I didn't put the cork on his top, did. I used to kick rocks on the block, kid. And now the watch kicks rocks when the clock ticks. Louis V cases, jewelry, shape shifts. Double side bezel, gated time, piece of facelift. Glazes, got Versace on the frames. No prescription, no tint, that's a damn shame. Blame Hope for spitting the verse he did, or blame me for making the first remix. We're geniuses, it's no secret. So get your shit together by NOV6. I'm spitting it, I'm spitting it. What you afraid to say, I've written it. And I'm spitting it, straight spitting it. Quick, money over broad, you got it, fuck Bush. Chef, chef, guess what I cooked? Baked a lot of bread and kept it off the books. Rock star, look, way before the bars, my picture was getting took. Fed, they like whack rappers. Try as they may, they couldn't get me on the hook. Don't like it, nigga, sue me. I just read between the lines of my loose leaf. See, this the preview, not the movie. American gangster with a new G. Cold, I'm a flow, keep my head in the clouds. Stay grounded on my 2 feet. This is who I choose to be. But that chapter is through. The mixtape's finished and I'm back in the booth. I'm spitting it, I'm spitting it. What you afraid to say, I've written it. And I'm spitting it, straight spitting it.
Yep, it's your man, Teenagers. We back. Man, K-Dash, the Blue Magic joint before that was the Success joint. I'm going to have to put the Blue Magic on the rest, man. I know y'all keep asking me for it, but Jesus, you're killing me. I don't want to look like one of them dudes that's just going to keep playing my artists and all that. You know what I mean? But fuck that. Let's get my artists on the line. How about that? Yo, what's poppin'?
Yo, what's good, Chief? What's the business?
It is what it is.
All day long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, we just, you know, discussing a few political things. You know, I had to get my rant on about the boy, Messy Jesse. You know that? Just going over some stuff. Looks like you're getting a good response, man, on some of the joints. I know you get the big head, so I really didn't want to tell you, but it is what it is.
I appreciate that. Good looking out.
You know, the Blue Magic joint is bubbling a little bit. Even though I'm, like, telling people, like, yo, I told you, like, months ago this shit was out. Like, this ain't new.
I'm serious.
Old shit.
It is what it
y'all
is,
though. New, wait till y'all hear the new shit. I'm like, y'all serious? Y'all know what we got? I'm trying to tell him I'm a mogul, man. I be told him I got the book coming out in September, A Mogul's Guide to Success, 5 Major Steps to Guarantee Success. I'm trying to tell you, I am focused. I be trying to tell them, they don't want to listen to me.
Seriously.
It's all good. It's all good. But real quick, for me, you get into okay. I want to go with one last thing. What I'm going to do, too, because people don't believe in this whole mogul thing, they don't quite get it yet. So I'm going to give what I call my mogul tip of the day. I'm such a fucking beast. I'm gonna give my mogul tip of the day. This is some real life shit. It's some real life stuff. Like I said, I'm not always politically correct, but I'm always hustling. I'm always doing my business. I'm blocked to the boardroom all day, and I'm keeping it 100% real with y'all. So this is my mogul tip of the day. If you just figure out this one thing, I guarantee that you will not only change your life, but your hustle game will be harder. And everything you do will be a lot better. And this is real talk. So y'all want to listen, maybe grab a pen. This is a tip of what's going to be in the book. This is like a, like, you know what I'm saying? This is like a This ain't even a piece of the pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's like just the crust. You know what I'm saying? This is, so I want to make sure y'all understand that I am focused. This book is going to be crazy. Six series, you know, six books coming. I'm telling you, boy's a problem. But anyways, this is my tip for the day, though. The first thing you must do before going into any venture, whether it be business, whether it be, you know, maybe you want to be a record executive, maybe you know you want to start your own clothing line, whatever, the first thing you have to do is find your why. Why, and that's really simple. That's why you want to do it. Because the thing about it is, and I've learned this from many different books, many different people that I've been fortunate enough to be around in my life, if your why is not strong enough, you will not make it because you're going to go through problems, you're going to go through tribulations, you're going to go through all these different things, and that's what pushes you through your why. For instance, you know, and your why always changes. Like some people have families, for instance. You know, maybe when you started your business, some people why is money. And usually when it's just money, you won't make it. But once you take that and say maybe, you know, your wife has a kid or your girlfriend has a kid or whatever, see, now your why is strong enough where you know you have to make it. So those days it gets tough, you remember your why. So what I did, what I like to do is keep it where it's always visible for me. So, for instance, I have a planner. Actually, and I'm actually going to be selling these too. They're going to be dropping in September as well. I told you I am focused. It's called a mogul planner. And what it does is it has different sections in order to, you plan your schedule and you do all these things and you actually add pictures to it that you can look at every day. All these things are extremely, extremely, extremely important. And a lot of people come to me, you know, when I show them my mogul planner and they say, why do you write stuff down? You know, you have, my phone is even called a mogul. Ain't that some shit? But that's just me. I'm ignorant like that. What do you want me to do? But they're like, you have this phone that you could put all these things in and do all these things. Why do you still write it down? Because there's something special about putting things through paper. When you put something into paper, it kind of makes it more real. Anybody who's ever achieved anything will tell you this. Because if you think about it, you know, when your Bill Gates, your Warren Buffett, you know, all these different people were stuck, they didn't have the technology we had. It's something about putting things to paper that makes it more real, that makes it feasible, that makes it. So that's why I do it every single day. I plan out my day every single day. And in the book I'm writing, one of the books, actually, in particular, we go into detail in how to plan every single day and how to really set goals for you to understand where you got to go, how you got to do it, and all these different type of things. But the main thing, your why must be strong enough, because if your why is whack, you will quit, I promise you. I tell people all the time, I probably quit my business at probably between 50 and 100 times. And I probably quit for about an hour each time because every time I quit, I remember what my why is, and it pushes me through. And I think today is a great indicator of that because Kay will tell you, Kay called me before the show came on, and I told him, yo, I am exhausted. Like, I haven't really been asleep yet, basically. Like, I probably slept about 3 hours today. I worked out for an hour and a half. Had a whole bunch of phone calls to make, a whole lot of things to do. Me and Kay had some work we had to accomplish. So I was, like, exhausted. But I remember that one of the things I talk about is your why in being committed to something. So my commitment is I don't care if there's one person on this line listening. I don't care if it's 1,000, 10,000. My commitment said I'm going to do this every single week at this certain time. So that's what I'm going to do. You understand what I'm saying? So it makes me push through that barrier and say, forget it. Like, y'all might have heard me sometimes I sound real lazy, and sometimes it might get real tired on. That's because I am. I work hard. This mogul shit is no joke. It's real out here. But understand, your boy is focused. You know, I don't call myself a mogul just because it sounds good. I call it because those are the, that's the aspect, and that's how I approach every step of my life and business. So what I'm, what you, if you're listening on, this is what you got to do for the day. Very simple. Figure out your why. Figure out why you want to be whatever it is you want to be. If you want to be a model, if you want to be on a TV, figure out why. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I keep saying, it's so strong, it's so impactful that once you figure that out, it starts to make everything a little easy. And write it down, put it on your mirror, put it on your refrigerator, put it wherever you got to put it, because it's what's going to get you through. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. Think about the grandmother who was able to lift the car off the child. That doesn't seem feasible if I just told you, if I just asked her to do it. But she had no other choice. And that's what your why enables you to do, to have no other choice. But once you get to that point where you're like, okay, I don't have any other choice. This is what I have to do. This is what I need to do. It takes you to a whole nother level. Because people will not take action until their why is strong enough. That's straight up. That's my, get off my soapbox now. Come off my little pedestal. But I'm just talking real talk to y'all. Telling y'all the book's coming. Most Guys to Success, 5 Major Steps to Guarantee Success. I'm telling you the book is going to be major, pun intended. I'm off my soapbox. But I'm just saying. So what's poppin'?
Absolutely nothing, Chief. I had to, you know, break out my pen and pad quick, fast, and everything like that. You know, I had to take a few notes of my damn stuff, you feel me?
Hey, it is what it is. I told you I'm focused. Let me see. What, do you got something for me today, or you just want to talk shit today? I'm going to let you decide.
Listen, like, you know, it's not even, you know, talking shit. You know, I might have a little something to say. You know, I've been working on a little something or whatever. So, you know, I figured, you know, since folks got, you know, getting kind of excited over the old shit and everything like that, you know, let me try and get, you know, get folks up to date and everything. Let them know that the boy pen game is still right, I promise. This is not a fluke.
Okay, before you get into the joint.
Yeah.
Just kind of give a little background on what got you into the whole rap thing. Because I've been getting that a lot, too. Like, I mean, are you more in it? Would you say you're more in it for the love of it or the money of it? And that's real. Because I think a lot of times what's happening now, especially these days in hip-hop, is a lot of people are getting into it for the money aspect. Because there is money to be made, but I think what's happening with that is diluting a lot of the music because it becomes so commercial or because it becomes such a certain thing that it's like it really kind of fucks it up for everybody, just to be honest. Because the music is not about passion. There's a reason why people, to me, well, I'm speaking for myself, and I feel there's a reason why people like LL have been able to stay in so long, Jay, Nas, all these type of people, because I really feel they love the music.
Right.
Granted, they make, and because of your passion, they're passionate about it enables them to make more. Like, it enables them to keep going when it gets tough. Once again, like I said, it enables them to make really dope music over and over and over and over again. So, you as a new artist, because like I said, you probably, when would you say you got into hip-hop, first of all? Because you probably weren't like me, where I got into it when I was probably like 9, 8 years old. It was a different time. You got into a lot later, right? So
a whole lot later. It's funny, you know, I guess that's my little story or whatever. Like, you know, I wasn't really a huge hip-hop dude from the door and anything like that. I got into hip-hop around my junior year in high school because, you know, I had my friends, you know, shout out to J Hood and everything like that. you know, my folks or whatever, they was always freestyling. That was their thing, you know, middle of the cafeteria during lunchtime or whatever. Had a little circle cypher and everything. You know, come on now. Y'all went to school. Y'all know what happened. You know, that's what it was. And, you know, you know, what's real funny is I was originally the beatbox. You know, I got my Dougie Fresh on. You feel me? You know, my ride up. That's what it was. And everything, and then, you know, after a while, you know, my folks was like, well, how about you try and write something? How about you, you know, put your thoughts down on paper, come back and do something or whatever. And, you know, I tried it one night. Next day, you know, poof, I came into the school, spit my little 16 or whatever. Folks loved it. They said, from then on, this is what you do. So, you know, I wasn't, you know, this wasn't even something that I picked. In all honesty, you know, I was chosen for this. You know, it picked me. You feel me?
Right, so your early influences, who would you say they were?
My early who?
Influences, like who influenced
you? Yeah, surely. I mean, right off the top, I'm not even going to lie. Like DMX was my dude, real talk. Because, you know, in school, around the time that I started and everything like that, battling was a big deal. You know, that's how you made your name for yourself. So I didn't have then the same mindset that I have now. Or whatever, as a lyricist. So back then, you know, the hardest, you know, battle cat rappers and everything like that that was out there, those were my influences. You know, your Jay Hood, you know, Cassidy, the Lox, you know, all the folks that were just real hardcore grimy dudes or whatever, that, you know, real punchline lyricists. You know, you feel me?
Right. I got you. Okay, well, with that being said, I mean, if you got something, I mean, I say go for it. Why not?
All right. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, this right here, just, you know.
Show me what
I've
got.
I've grown up, all right? So, you know, my mindset has changed a little bit about things. So, you know, just this right here is me, all right? So just show me for a second. Peep this. Damn it. I'm going off on a tangent. That's it. No more offering chances. You on your last line. You never passed my grind, but I suggest you get off your ass, kid, because my advancement hangs in the balance, no pressure. Put on the real thanks for the challenge. Trying to write till my left-hand fingers is calloused, both wearing the crown and cleaning the palace, but I don't give a damn, I give it to God. I'm a lyricist, essentially, this is my job. Plan my day around this, don't complain about shit. The only break the kid take is when the K is out. Sick, and my immune is through the roof. I just moved into the booth, mini fridge full of food and a couple outfits. Yeah, you quick, but we'll find a way of making you faster. Don't sleep much, it's an occupational hazard. A slave to the game, but I'm claiming my masters on my taxes, cause all of them depending on me. And I will lift my shit clean off of anyone's beat. Damn, got the same agenda, I will get up and leave. But let me stress, I will rep to the death of my team. ACO is the movement. We molded the movement and going nowhere, y'all. Don't you confuse it. I'll lose it on anybody threatening we. Let me make this clear. I embrace this fear of losing and use it to face each year. Because I'll take what I'm scared of and work against it. The best offense is first defensive. 20/20 vision got perfect lenses. Stay focused, though I'm not concerned with tenses. The past is history, the future's no mystery, and now it's a gift, so we call it the present. And my presence is here for a reason. If you cover in your ears, you won't hear what I'm speaking. And maybe that's what you're trying to do. But if I said I didn't care, I'd be lying to you. I just take a concept and start applying my views. Some will like it, some won't. I'm not denying the truth. Still, I'ma spit like it doesn't exist. Because I've came this far, but I ain't come here to quit. I mean, hell, what you want me to say? You keep calling this a game, but you don't want me to play. You want to see me on my knees like you want me to pray for a savior, but you don't see you already saved. We made sure that I could hold the weight of the industry in between my shoulder blades. Just leave it to me. I won't fold or shake, and you can bet that my bones aren't prone to break. This is fate, and I'm aware of the fact. I got my weight up. Shit, I was just prepared for that. Time it all comes down and just falls in my lap so I could shift it on around and place it all on my back. That's my destiny. I made my bed. And you got damn right that's where I lay my head. Just believe what I speak. I ain't wasting breath. And I will carry this cross until I'm laid to rest. I am built for this, yeah? You feel me? It's nothing.
Well, he's built for this. Once again, I'm going to keep repeating it. I'm not a CEO. I represent a CEO, but I'm a mogul. I'm focused. Got a lot of shit popping. Make sure y'all check hiphopallway.com. A lot of big dreams popping in next week or so. I don't know, man. It's a lot of other things going on, too. I don't know if you want to mention it, but I think we might have something real big, something nationally big that's going on for y'all. We're going to let y'all know in the next week or so. We got something national. I mean, when I say globally big.
Let them know.
It's global. Shout out to Cali. But we global, too. It's something like how big would you say that is, Kay? Like, if this deal goes through, and it goes through like I think it's going to go through, I think it's big.
Yeah, I mean, it's ignorantly big. Like, it's a problem how big it is. Like real talk. Like, it's going to make a lot of folks wonder and prove a lot of points, you feel me? Like, it's rather large, you dig?
Yeah, it won't be a misunderstanding. Let's put it like that. Once this goes through, it will not be a misunderstanding. It will be a problem, though. I promise you. You're going to get excited. And hopefully, we will know within the next week and a half. So once we find out, you'll find out. And once we tell you, you're going to be amazed. I promise you. You're going to hear about it. It's that type big. It's definitely, you know, for those of you who thought I was playing when I say what I said, all right, that's cool. That's my Hollywood laugh. But anyways, I wasn't going to ask you to spit again, but we're going to just go into the success drink, and we're going to get out of here, man. Have fun once again. Like I said, next week, we got an artist coming in to do the interview, so make sure y'all look out for that. And we got anything you want to say, Kay, before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, thank y'all for all the love and everything like that. Appreciate the support, Blase, Bly, you know. Just keep a lookout. There's going to be some real, real big things popping within the next couple of weeks and everything like that. So look out for your boy. Y'all appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We out of here, man. My man, K-Dash. I like your boy.
Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick, cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my nuts big. Don't know what the fuss is, my career is illustrious. My rep is impeccable, I'm not to be fucked with. Shit. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a Porsche's like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I off your on switch. You're not too bright, good night, long kiss. Bye-bye, my reply, blah, blah. Blast burner, the past burner, the ta-ta. Finish my breakfast, why? I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed poor. I'm pissed off. And this was success all about. A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All the safe spade I drank just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could've saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's towels? No boo, hold up, let me move my bowels. I'll shit on y'all niggas, OG telly boys.
I ain't got shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, I only slept in once. Niggas said hover was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. You ain't got nothing for me. Okay, I'ma let it breathe real quick. You feel that? Chill. I used to give a damn, and honestly
honestly, I still do. Get the same logic, kill the game for it kills you, I will prove. I could be successful as the best, only then will I express how stressful that it gets. It's easy to say it sucks when you're nestled in its breast. When I'm worth half a bill, I could wrestle with the rest. And I ain't taking shots, respectful as a gift, but you can sneeze on a track and they'll bless you with a check. I got a few things have to get up off my chest. Next, calm down, hold up, let me catch my breath. But I ain't that bitch, hostile, tell him.
I got shit on that kid.
I got verses I ain't seen in years. A rhyme book birth more than Regis' career. Those of y'all who thought I was playing should know better. And even if I was, this is chess, not checkers. I can take the pressure.
Let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring, my villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then axe wise, life worth living. Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive is great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on Lorraine just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. They gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth knows I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies like that's what's in. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, bout to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV part, Matola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe.
Let this bitch breathe.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. To the boardroom, you need to make more room.
Move.
Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What's the dad of this? We're going backstage, you ain't getting taxed admission. Better switch gears.
Sit here.
A fast addiction.
Listen.
We never take a rise off the prize. New exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.